backyard of Al and Veronica Birds with their daughter, Carla. And Carla, we've this is our 43rd interview with people from different connections with Western View.
That's awesome.
And so anyway, would you want to maybe give us a little background on maybe your early years as far as you're a native of Epworth and went to school here?
Yeah, went to school here at Western Dubuque, lived here till I was 18, and then went to college.
How about elementary?
Oh, elementary school. I was at St. Pat's, St. John's, and Placid.
So the
PEP system.
Okay.
The Pet Panthers.
Okay. Have any memories of those teachers you had at that time?
Oh, yeah. I remember at Piasta having Mrs. Kessler, who I can still look back and remember a lot of grammar rhymes and things we had to memorize for her. I still have that stored in my head, and that's come in handy over the years.
Okay.
Yeah, she was a tough teacher, but very, very good. I remember Mr. Kramer, Mrs. McDonald in fifth grade. She was tough also.
Okay.
Yep. You remember the tough ones, though, because things stick with you for the rest of your life that they taught you. Yep.
So then up through elementary school and transitioning into junior high.
Yeah, I went to junior high in Piasta in the little just... I mainly remember playing basketball in that little gym, and if you touched the wall, you're out of bounds because it was so small. But yeah, good memories there. I think the girls' team there went undefeated, 6th grade through 8th grade.
Okay.
So, yeah.
Were some of your classmates?
In junior high, Barb Pitt, Stephanie Hine, Kelly Kennedy. There were only 8 girls, so I should be able to name them all. Diane Nauman, Barb Birds, Sheila McDermott. I think I got most of them. Yeah,
okay.
We were together from like 1st to 8th grade.
Okay.
8 girls. Yep.
Okay, so...
Not many subs in basketball for 6-on-6.
You know, you bring that topic up, and I'll tell you what. I think that, for my money, 6-on-6 beats 5-on-5.
I wish I would have played that more, because as soon as I started high school, we went into 5-on-5.
Yeah.
And I liked it, of course. I was excited for it, but 6-on-6 was fun because it was so fast-moving, and
right.
I like to shoot. So if you were a forward... You got the ball a lot.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'll tell you a little sidelight to that. I started out my elementary experience in a little town called Maynard. That's up by
I've heard of it.
Maynard had some great basketball teams in the 50s. In fact, they won a couple of state championships back when 5-on-5 was huge.
Yeah.
Star player during that time, her name was Carolyn Nicholson, and she was an incredibly talented player. Well, after high school, she married a fellow from Holwine by the name of Glenn Borland, who was an outstanding basketball player. He got a scholarship to Wisconsin, played in Wisconsin. They got married, and eventually, I'm not sure how many a son by the name of Brian. Brian got interested in his mother's background.
Mm-hmm.
So what's happening is he wrote a book, which came out a couple of years ago, about that period of time with Maynard and their experiences. Now it's going to be a movie.
Oh, wow. Awesome.
And so I just got a note that from somebody that the screenplay, the first draft of the screenplay has been done. I don't know what the schedule is, but I'm excited to think that that...
Oh, that's awesome. Yeah, I'll go see that.
Well, yeah, kind of like Hoosiers.
Right. But it's based on 6-on-6 basketball.
Yeah.
Oh, cool.
Yeah. Well, that should attract some attention,
yeah.
I'm sure. So.
Yeah.
Anyway, it's okay. Now you're a freshman at West Dubuque.
Yep.
Trying to get the combination to your locker figured out.
Yep, exactly.
But what are your memories of maybe that first year at West Dubuque?
Freshman year, I probably remember Mr. Danner, health science, probably the most memorable class, just because he was like such a nice, happy guy, and we all loved being in his class.
Great teacher.
Signs of cancer. Yeah, change in a. I probably shouldn't say I can recite it, but I can recite most of them. But yeah, caution. All the signs of cancer. We all learned that, and I kept that with me for many years. Freshman basketball. Like I said, that was the first year we played 5-on-5,
okay.
And I think our freshman team lost one game to Wallert White. I remember these things. We got revenge the next year. So yeah, I lost one game there. Track, wasn't really into it that much. Kind of just went out to...
Really?
No, didn't really like it. Just went out to stay in shape for basketball. But
okay.
Loved Mr. Ross and Mr. Hermson, so they kept me there.
Good.
So yeah, freshman year also played... I played volleyball and I played softball as well.
Okay, and so you mentioned Mr. Danner. Other teachers that you can remember from that period?
Freshman year, I have to say he's the one I remember the most. I had Spanish, so I had Mrs. Einwalter. I remember her. She was
okay.
Fun. Yeah, I'm kind of drawing a blank as the
okay.
Freshman year classes.
Move on to the rest of sophomore, junior, etc.
Sophomore year is significant because I remember the summer before, I was very, very, very into basketball, of course. So we had all these open gyms, and there was one open gym, like in July, that I went to, and I was the only one there. So I'm like, oh, okay. Mr. Hafer showed up, but I'm like, I'm not just going to stay here and shoot around with Mr. Hafer. And then I'm like, oh, I think they have cross-country practice starting today. I'm like, I'll just head over there and see what they're doing. Ended up running the practice with them. Just kind of fell in love with the whole sport and how Mr. Hermson ran the whole program. And it just seemed like so much fun. So I'm like, you know what? I think I'll maybe do cross country this year. So quit the volleyball team.
Okay.
Started running cross country, and that's probably one of the most significant memories because that got me hooked on cross country.
What trip you're?
They're all kind of weird.
Okay.
Like cross country is a different breed. Like basketball, you're so serious, and you know, and I like that. I'm hard on myself, but cross country is just kind of loose and free, and people are joking around, and it was just fun.
Okay.
Yeah.
So that was really the start of.
Start of running. Yeah, or enjoying running, I should say, because like I said,
you've been doing that ever since.
Yeah, I really haven't stopped. I coach now. I'm actually training for my first marathon right now. I've been running for 35 years.
Okay.
Yep.
Now, my oldest daughter, Jill, lives in Elmhurst right around the Chicago area.
Mm-hmm.
So she got into the distance stuff, and she's done two marathons.
Oh, cool.
She did Detroit and Chicago. Said, I'm not going to do another one. She said, because all of time it takes to get ready for it,
right?
As you know. So cross country got really big. You stuck with the basketball.
Yeah, stuck with the basketball, but really didn't have the same. I don't know. I liked it, but I think at that point is when I started to drift a little more towards cross country.
Okay.
Yeah.
So that was now you're into your sophomore, junior year. Memories of those times?
Sophomore year, I vividly remember basketball with Mr. Schmidt because he was always very fun.
Yes, he was.
Yeah, and we went, that year we did go undefeated. I remember he bought us all like non-alcoholic champagne and we celebrated in the locker room afterwards. So that was great. Track started to have a little more significance because, like I said, I was getting a little more into running at that point. Hermson and Ross.
What did you do in track?
Sophomore year? Actually, I was injured.
Okay.
Yeah, sophomore year, I wasn't able to compete. I started, and I remember I had a pretty bad knee injury.
Really?
So, yeah.
What happened?
I mean, overuse, just from
okay.
a lot of training and basketball and stuff like that.
Okay.
Yeah, I briefly went out for golf for one day.
Okay.
Decided that wasn't for me. So I think I was actually a track manager sophomore year.
Okay.
But was still a part of it. But that got me more motivated for junior year cross country. Because, you know, when you're held back, then once you get a start again, it's more
so you're
motivated.
Ready to go and
I was ready to go, yeah.
So you had some preseason running and that sort of
thing. Yeah, we would meet as a team throughout the summer. which was cool.
Yeah. Do you have any particular routes you ran back then, or?
Oh yeah, and ones that like, I don't know. I remember dogs chasing us and stuff.
Okay.
Yeah, and we'd run like along the sides of the roads, which you know I would never be able to do with my kids now that I coach, but
yeah,
we lived.
Did you go out west of town then?
We were on the trail a lot, the Heritage Trail, for okay. in the summer and for cross country. I remember that gravel road, like over by the Pitzes. You know, okay. we'd do a little square around that, past the Smiths and back to the high school.
Okay.
Sometimes all the way out, like kind of where Halls and Cresses live.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What were you talking about?
Yeah.
Okay.
A lot of dirt roads, which I miss. So I just ran on the trail this morning because it's like I miss that kind of running surface, yeah.
So you had a good season at the
junior year, yeah. I ran well. I think I finished like 15th or 16th in the state that year in cross country.
Okay.
Actually, no, I take that back. That would have been sophomore year. Sophomore year, I was 15th or 16th. Junior year, I believe I was injured.
Was that? I don't recall myself. Was there a class separation in those days as far as...
Yeah, there's 1A, 2A, 3A.
You think it was
3A? 3A, yeah. Okay. We were in the big school, which was 3A back then. It's probably changed now.
Well, yeah, that's another story.
Yeah, well,
anyway,
I'm sure. Yeah, so I guess honestly, it was sophomore year that I did well in cross country. Sophomore track season, I was injured. Junior year, cross country, I believe I was injured. Or didn't run very well, but yeah, then junior year track, that's when I kind of had a breakout. I remember at regionals, I almost passed out because it was like really hot, plus I think nerves got to me a little bit, and I didn't finish like in the top three, but somehow I still made it to state. I was like an at-large for the 3,000, so one of the last ones to make it, and I ended up fourth.
You remember where that was at?
Cedar Rapids, because I remember the oats smell.
Okay.
Yeah, so I had a really bad race. Like I said, luckily still made it to state, and then had, you know, finishing fourth in the state, that was probably not expected at all, especially after my regional performance or district performance, whatever it was.
And the state, they always had the state out at...
It was at Drake.
What was that, Drake?
Yep.
And now they have it out at Fort Dodge.
Oh, really?
Yeah. My granddaughter ran for Lindmark.
Oh, okay.
When she was in high school. Anyway, we're going out there for the state tournament. Okay, so this is junior year. Other teachers that come to mind?
Junior year. Junior year's kind of a blur for me, school-wise.
You got a history, I'm sure.
What's that, a history? I'm sure I did.
Mr. Coffee or Mr. DeLury, probably.
I did. I had Mr. Coffee sophomore and junior year, because I remember taking a class. He was offering some, I think it was called Modern Western Society, and it was very hard, and you had to apply to get into it, and I made the mistake of getting in sophomore year.
Okay.
I'm like, what am I doing? But I learned a lot, and he was a great teacher. He was probably one of the best teachers I had.
Okay.
Yeah, didn't do great in the class, but it helped me for junior year when I had him again.
Okay.
So, yeah, definitely remember Mr. Coffee. Yeah.
So, junior year basketball then, memories of that?
Oh, that's the year we won state.
Yeah.
Yep.
What comes to mind as far as your experiences back on that team? And I mean, during the season or leading up to the end of the year?
Yeah. Well, it was exciting, obviously, because we kept... going farther and farther until finally we're in the state championship, which was pretty cool.
What was your role? I mean, on the team.
I was not a starter that year. I was like kind of a sixth or seventh player, probably. I'd come in.
Outstanding people.
Oh, there were. That's what I always tell my kids. I'm like, I think all five starters went on to play in college. Yeah. So I mean, my role is to come in and as like a backup guard,
okay.
So shooter. Probably one of the better free throw shooters.
Yeah, but, I remember that.
Yeah. Yeah.
How about, I remember the last game of the season, regular season, played Beckman. Remember that?
No, I don't. I don't remember getting beat, but I believe you. I guess guess I blocked that out, especially since I was Beckman. Because we went to camp. I had gone to a lot of basketball camps with those girls, the Beckman girls. Yeah. So yeah, I probably blocked that out.
I understand.
Yeah, no, I just remember with basketball because we were. I remember doing like summer leagues and stuff with these girls, so starting at like age 10 or 11. So I mean, we had been playing together a long time. So it was cool to just see it all pay off.
So we're getting to the end of the year season, end of the tournament. Mm-hmm. You got any memories of some of those games prior to the state tournament? Or?
I just remember because it was in Des Moines and we practiced at Drake, and we would have a lot of scout team, pretend scout team. Sometimes I'd be on the scout team, sometimes I'd be, you know, one of the five that were playing. But I just remember Mr. Schmidt coming in dressed as Molly Goodenbauer, or Molly Tideback. Molly Tideback. Yeah, Molly Goodenbauer was also another good player. But yeah, yep, he came in with a blonde wig, and yeah, I remember that.
Yeah, didn't he have
that we had a shoot over and stuff. Yeah, it was funny. Especially with his long beard, and you know, he made a very pretty Molly Tideback. Yeah, so I remember practicing at Drake and like preparing like a lot for each game. Like we'd have, if you're on the scout team, you had to know that the role of the player that you were pretending to be. I mean, it was pretty serious.
So they coaches really prepared for
it. Oh yeah, they were very prepared.
I remember. Here's the thing. I remember. We were an afterthought as a team going down to the point. It was going to be Columbus,
right?
North Scott. Forget who the other team was, but there was only four teams because
5-on-5.
Reluctantly, the girls' athletic union had to transition from 6-on-6 to 5-on-5.
Right.
Well, at that point, they weren't very happy about it. And so they moved into it, I think, the year before. It's probably been only the second year for 5-on-5.
Yeah, I believe possibly. It was.
And so that was the way it was. And so anyway, we were going to go down there and get our butts beat by Columbus. That's going to be it.
Yeah, see, I don't think we ever thought that, though.
I know.
Yeah. We thought every game we were going to win.
Sure. And that in fact happened. And so you beat
Columbus.
And now it's North Scott in the final. Mm-hmm. And again, North Scott, their favorite at that point. And I remember thinking in the second half, I was doing some of the color commentary on the big stations for that game, and wasn't looking real great, but we were still in it.
Right.
Remember any more of that situation personally?
I don't. I just remember the end where everybody ran onto the court. Okay. I don't remember the game itself.
Okay. Yeah. Well, in my memory, I remember Joan Steffen kind of taking over.
I could see that.
And making things happen.
Yeah.
And, wow. And the girls, we dominated, you know, inside pretty well. And
Kim Kleisner was a beast.
She was an awesome beast.
Yeah.
And Lisa, I just interviewed Lisa Wegman a couple of weeks ago. And she was recounting memories of that time. And anyway, she since I didn't score much earlier, but I did contribute some pretty big points, you know, in that
right.
In respect to those two games out in Des Moines. So anyway, what after you won, memories of that period of time?
I remember all of our classmates and parents and everybody from Western Dubuque running onto the court, just being super excited. I remember playing the song Nothing's Gonna Stop Us Now about 500 times in the van on the way back. And then I remember everybody was at the gym when we got back to the high school. So
you remember the pep rally down in Des Moines at the Hilton prior to the game?
No.
Okay. That was a pretty big, there was a lot of people there.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, that back to town. He had a little celebration at the gym.
Yep. Yeah, I just remember felt like the whole town was there. Probably the whole school district was there in the gym. Yeah, we all said a few words, and that was that.
Okay.
Next day, I was ready to start track.
Okay.
To tell you the truth, that's what I was looking forward to. I'm like, okay, now I can start track.
Okay. Well, so anyway, that's the spring season's there. What were the races you were running at the end there?
At state, I ran, I think I qualified in the mile, the 2 mile, and the 4x8. Like I said, in the 2 mile, I finished fourth. I'm not really sure of the rest. Yeah, I just remember that was better than I expected, for sure.
So you had some prospects of going on and now into college?
Somewhat, yeah. I had gotten a little bit of attention, mainly like from a couple D3, D2 schools. So wasn't really sure. I mean, still kind of wanted to play basketball. Wanted to do both in college. Wasn't sure.
Okay.
Yeah.
What happened?
Senior year. Senior year changed it. I came in. I don't know what happened, but all of a sudden I was undefeated in cross country that year. Except for the state meet, ended up second to Krista Holmes, which I was okay with that.
Remember that?
West Des Moines Valley. Yeah. So she went on to
close at the end, or?
No. 20 seconds or so. I did beat her in college, though.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay.
She went on to Kentucky. Yeah, so I was undefeated in cross country. But the biggest thing probably happened when, this was after the cross country season, after state. I was going into basketball. I remember Coach Hermston asked if I wanted to go run the Kinney cross country race in Kenosha. He's like, oh, you'll get a free t-shirt. We'll stop for pizza on the way back. I'm like, okay, sounds good. I remember his daughter, Jen, was going. My friend Lisa McDermott was going to go. So I'm like, okay, I'll go. So it was the Saturday after Thanksgiving. He picked me up really, really early. We drove all the way to Kenosha. Basically got there in time to get to the starting line.
About a three-hour drive.
Yeah, and it was freezing. It was pouring down rain. Got in the race. Didn't know much about it. Just thought I'd try my hardest. I was like in seventh. I'm like, what the heck? What's happening? You know, I'm used to being in the front. Finished and realized, you know, these are like all state champions and stuff up here.
Okay.
And then as soon as I finished, they're like, oh, come with us. They took me into a big exhibition hall type place. And they're like, oh, well, you just want a trip to California to run in the national championships. I had no idea. Like, I really had no idea. I probably would have been a lot more nervous if I knew. So I went in there, and they wanted all my sizes because I get a whole bag full of gear, and I got a plane ticket, and wow.
Pretty big stuff.
Yeah, so from that point on, I got a lot of recruiting letters.
Okay.
Just making it to Kinney, which is not a full locker. Yeah, so by make it to national meet, I got quite a few full ride offers for running. So that's when I kind of decided I'm going to run. Yeah.
So you did go to California?
Yeah, ran in the, this is another good story. I was training in the morning because I was out, you know, playing basketball in the afternoon. So I'd go for a run before school. And it was like a week before I was supposed to leave for California, running alongside the road, and it was kind of icy, twisted my ankle pretty bad. Like, couldn't walk on it. Went into the doctor, it was a pretty bad sprain. Mr. Snyder. Do you remember Ron Snyder?
I do.
Yeah, he kind of took charge of that whole situation. He's like, well, you're still going to run. He's like, here, I'll take you to the pool. You're going to do some workouts here. We'll have you ready. I'm like, okay.
Is this in December?
It would have been December, yeah.
Okay.
So he somehow got me into the seminary pool, and he had me do all these running workouts in the pool.
Okay.
Got to Foot Locker. My ankle still hurt, but once the race started, I didn't feel it. Ended up running the same time as I did in Kenosha.
Where was it at?
Balboa Park in San Diego.
Okay.
Yep, still there. So yeah, I ended up, I don't know, around 25th or something, I think. 25th, 26th, something like that. But that was, you know, out of the nation, so I was pretty happy with that.
Okay.
Yeah.
So, okay, now you're finishing up your senior year.
Mm-hmm.
How'd that season go basketball-wise?
It went okay. I mean, we didn't get out of our district or whatever. I mean, I think we had an okay season, but nothing like the year before.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, now you're planning to go on to college someplace.
Yeah.
How's that going?
It was fun. It was an exciting time. I took my 5 paid visits to go to different schools, so I missed a lot of school. But I visited University of Kansas, Virginia Tech, Fordham, University of Iowa, and Drake.
Okay.
So it came down to Fordham and Drake, which were similar schools, however one was in the Bronx and one was in Iowa. It was, but I really, really liked the coach, and I don't know, I seriously thought about it, but decided on Drake. It's kind of somewhere where I'd always wanted to go, originally for basketball. But
felt comfortable.
Yeah, okay. And it was a great decision.
Okay, so you went on to Drake.
Mm-hmm.
And what were some of your experiences there?
Freshman year, I kind of went in doing a lot better than I expected. I won my first college meet that I ever ran in. I think I placed second or third in the next one. And then our third meet, we traveled to Harvard and ran there, and I ended up winning that meet. Won conference my freshman year.
Okay.
Did pretty well on track, too. I think I placed third at Drake Relays that year in the 5,000.
Okay.
So I had a really, really good freshman year. Then after that, I dealt with a lot of injuries and never really, it was kind of a vicious circle where I'd get injured, try to come back too soon, get injured again, and had to sit out more. So I never really got back into the groove until...
With an ankle, knee?
Hip. Hip and sacroiliac joint, SI, which I still have problems with to this day, but I learned how to manage it a little better now.
Okay.
Slow down a little bit more than I did then if I have to. But yeah, so I never, by my 5th year, I was starting to run the times that I was running freshman year. And then I got hurt again, and that was the end of my collegiate career. Yeah.
Okay. As far as academically, what were you working on?
I majored in biology and art. I got a double major, mainly because I was given a 5th year. So I figured I'd try to get the most out of it I could. Yeah, so I got 2 majors. Ended up with... I just looked back at this recently, like 176 credit hours at Drake.
Right?
Yeah.
That's a lot.
Well, there are the two majors out there were totally unrelated, so, you know, I had to take a lot of classes.
Yeah.
So, yeah, then after that went on to grad school in Texas.
Okay.
Where at? University of Texas Southwest Medical Center in Dallas. So the master's degree I got was actually medical illustration. So kind of combining the two.
Yeah, I can see where that would be a combination. Okay.
Yep.
How long did that take you, though?
It was the master's program was a 5-semester program.
Okay.
Yeah, so I started in the summer right after my last year at Drake, and then 2 more years after that. Started coaching at that time, too. Started coaching a private girls' school in Dallas.
Okay.
Yeah, Coach Roger Staubach's daughter, which was pretty cool.
Did you really?
Yeah, went to his house a couple times.
Roger?
Yeah.
Did you get his autograph?
I got his autograph on a football. Yeah, it's in the house.
Okay, that was what, 90?
This would have been... Well, I graduated from Drake in 93, finished my master's in 95, started coaching in 93.
Okay. From there, what happened?
From there, I met my husband in grad school. So we stayed in Dallas until 95, and then he got offered a job at University of Nebraska in Kearney. So we moved there.
Okay.
We're there for a few years, had our kids. Then he got offered a job in Delaware, so we moved there, University of Delaware.
Okay.
We were only there maybe 6 months, and he got a call from Metrix, the sports nutrition company, wanting him to be their chief science officer in Florida.
Okay.
So that wasn't a very tough decision.
No.
I'm like, yeah, we'll go. We'll leave Delaware. So we left Delaware in February, and it was like probably -2 at the time. Got to Florida, it was 82.
Yeah.
So I'm like, okay, this is a good move.
Okay.
So I've been down there ever since.
So did you pick up something yourself then, job-wise, down there? Or?
Yeah, I've been a fitness instructor since probably 2003, teaching group fitness classes and coaching off and on. Honestly, I coached softball for quite a while because my kids were softball players.
Okay.
And then started coaching high school track and cross country again 3 years ago.
Okay.
Yep. So now I'm a high school coach.
Okay,
kind of comes full circle.
So you're affiliated with a particular high school then?
Yeah, North Broward Prep in Poconet Creek, Florida.
Okay.
Yep.
Good friends of ours live in West Palm.
Mm-hmm.
Brian Heideck. Brian was a principal here, and Sally, his wife, was a teacher at Drexler Elementary.
Okay.
But they left here in 87. But I've been down there a couple times just to see them.
Yeah.
And our youngest daughter, Becky, is in Cocoa Beach.
Oh, nice.
And
it's a nice place to be.
She runs a kids' hotel in Orlando. But the guy that she's with, is a surfer guy.
Oh, is he?
They live right across A1A in a little house. Now they have a little guy that's 2.5, so he's going to be a surfer guy.
It's awesome.
Anyway, so since he retired, we've been down a couple times, and next we're going to stay about 6 weeks, 2 months, something like that.
Oh, wow.
Last winter we were down there, and the weather was awesome.
Yeah.
Every day was 83.
Last winter was nice.
Whatever. So.
And it usually is, honestly. Yeah. Winter's the time to come. That's what I always tell my friends who want to visit. I'm like, come in December.
Okay, so Carla, I appreciate your
time. No problem. Good to reminisce.
I usually ask, what are the things that really are soul searching, or not searching, things that really stir your passions? Seems to me like it's running.
Yes, definitely.
Anything else?
Running and coaching. Yeah, very thankful to be coaching right now, especially with I have two daughters who are moving into college this week. So just glad to be around kids still and, able to... Kids and coaching a sport that I love, so that gets me fired up. Yeah.
So where's your other daughter going?
She's going to Florida Gulf Coast in Fort Myers.
Okay.
Yeah, so they're going to be twins, but 1,500 miles apart.
A little different.
It'll be very different. Yep.
Well, anyway, appreciate the time you.
Yeah, no problem.
Provide. And like I said, your comments are. In an archive on our West Dubuque district, it's a private archive. I'm the only one that has access to it. It's not going to be shared with anybody else or whatever at this point. I don't know what I'm going to do with these memories, but they're going to be there. So.
Just write a book or something.